Support for On the Scene comes from the Soundbar OKC Vinyl Bar Lounge, offering records and audio gear for purchase. Open Wednesday through Saturday evenings at 712 North Broadway on OKC's Automobile Alley. Playlists and more at thesoundbaroKC.com.
This is On the Scene, giving you a look behind the curtains of Oklahoma's arts, culture, and entertainment worlds. I'm Brett Fieldkamp. As an artist or entertainer, it can be easy to fall into the trap of believing that suffering and struggle are required elements of inspiration or success, especially when the path to that success so often leads through spaces that can feel intimidating, overwhelming, or unreasonably exclusive. And there's arguably no type of performance more intimidating, and no art more beholden to suffering, than stand-up comedy. Even when a young or aspiring comic is first starting out, trying out their jokes and their style at an open mic, it can be especially daunting to stand up in front of an expectant, well-lubricated crowd late at night on a raucous bar or club stage. And that's why veteran OKC comedian and part-time booker, organizer, and host James Neem has launched his new open mic in the most unlikely and most unintimidating place and time imaginable, the War Acres Library in the middle of the day. It might seem random and it might sound like a bit, but Neem actually wants it to be an incredibly low-stakes, low-stress way for people to work out material, and maybe even to build a bit of community.
Having a mic is just like something you do either out of necessity or to work on your stuff, to have a place where you have time to perform consistently, or to build community or to be social. All those things I think can be good for you.
But Neem admits that he created the new recurring event, which he's dubbed the 1000 Birds Comedy Open Mic, to not only fit his specific schedule, but also to fit a need that he's seen both in himself and in many others in comedy that have struggled with mental health or self-destructive vices.
My schedule has changed, so I can't just be out all hours of the night anymore every day of the week. I'm just trying to take my health and my life more seriously, so I'm trying to find more spaces that are better for my mental health. I spent a lot of, you know, like a decade or more just kind of feeding into this industry that kind of like thrives on your misery. I could write jokes and still be funny any time of the day. I'm gonna prove it at the library.
The idea to try it out in an open public space in the early afternoon, though, actually came from an unexpectedly poignant experience in Los Angeles during a tour stop with his band, The Neems, fronted by his brother David.
Me and my brother are playing a show. We had a sound check at 5. We drove like 2 days to be there. We don't have a lot of time in LA. I still want to do a mic because it's in my blood a little bit. And I looked and I was like, is there any open mics before 5 p.m. tonight? And there was one at like 11 a.m. at a coffee shop. And I went, and not very much of a crowd. And just people running material at like 11 in the morning. And it was pretty fun. I thought it was going to be really lame. And I was just like, nah, these people woke up before 11 a.m. on a Saturday. These people are probably really serious about comedy. And I kind of felt like connected to something that I'd forgotten about myself. And it made me feel really good. And it kind of made me want to start like, you know, a mic at the library in the morning next to my house.
But even though the location, time, and even surrounding food options are all pretty specifically to Neem's liking, he doesn't want his new early bird open mic to just be for himself. He also wants it to be a place where comics can meet to get real feedback. It's a place for comics to learn how to stop taking themselves so seriously, how to let go of old jokes and keep trying new things and fresh material, and most importantly, how to find their own voice and their own way of communicating with an audience.
I think communication is like one of the most important things about comedy in general, because if you can't communicate well, it doesn't matter if you write a good joke, a bad joke, or a mediocre joke. They're all bad jokes. But if you communicate well, you can at least like write a mediocre joke. You know what I mean? But also like nobody should take it so seriously, especially when you start out. It should just be something you're interested in and like an outlet, and you don't have to worry about all this extra stuff. Because I think jokes are like skin cells, you know, they kind of slough off over time and you'll have new skin every day and you'll be looking sharp. And that's what your type 5 is. It's your current skin. That's the best version of you in that day.
But even though this new midday library open mic is designed to be an unintimidating and welcoming space for comics to try, to fail, and to learn, in a space generally clear of the entitlement and competition of the more traditional clubs and comedy rooms, it's also pretty clearly designed to be a space that Neem can be comfortable in so that he can be comfortable sharing it.
It's like for the community in a sense, like I think it would be good for the community, but it's it's like constructed in a way that benefits my schedule and my personality at this point. If it becomes a thing like that people enjoy on a greater scale, that'd be great. But also, like, I don't know, the people have come, it's meant something to them every time. So, and there's a really good taco truck nearby. I keep bringing up the taco truck every time I talk about this mic, but it makes me feel good that there's a taco truck I can eat on the bench outside the library and then go tell some jokes.
The next installment of the 1000 Birds Comedy Open Mic, hosted by James Neem, is planned for May at the War Acres Library. And Neem says any potential performer can get a little extra time at the mic by bringing canned goods to be donated to the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. For On the Scene, I'm Brett Fieldkamp.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.